What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be? Like on a nice day, you like to sit out on the...
rocking chair?
Yeah. And what do you call the place where you put a rocking chair? Out here on the...
porch?
Mm-hmm. Fine. Do you have a special name for a little porch that doesn't have a roof? What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
I call it a cow pen.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones? Or if, I don't know if people use those in this part of the state.
I would call it a stone wall, all I would call it.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top and it's got a handle and you carry water or milk in it?
Jug.
Well, now, what's one that's open at the top? It's just, it's the same kind of thing that you'd let down into a well to draw up water.
Bucket.
Okay. And what would you call the same kind of thing if it was made out of metal? Would you call it the same thing or would you have a different word for it?
Well, of course, buckets now is when I was a chap coming along, people didn't have no tin buckets at the time. No, they had them on the milk in.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have no water buckets. Now they use zinc buckets and every sort of buckets now.
Mm-hmm.
You hardly ever see a wooden bucket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
But when you were coming along, you all had a wooden one that you put down?
Wooden bucket, the milk in the wooden bucket.
Uh-huh. What do you call the heavy iron thing that you use in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Call it a...
spider,
you might say, yeah.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
You give me some now. I ain't never had now one of them. And I couldn't say what I call it.
Okay, well let me ask you this then. What do you call the thing on a barrel? You know, you have a little spout coming out of a barrel sometimes, and there's a little handle there where you can turn it on and off. And what do you call that?
A barrel?
Yeah. A little thing comes out of the barrel, you know, that you can let the syrup out or whatever's in the barrel.
Ooh.
And it has a little thing you can turn there.
I call it a faucet.
Okay. And what about a thing out in the yard where you might hook a hose up to it and it's got the same kind of little thing that you can turn on it? What do you call that? Would you call it a faucet right on or would you have a different name for it?
You got me some there.
Okay. Let's see, when you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper sack.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a large sack that's made out of loosely woven cloth?
Croaker sack. Mm-hmm.
What do you call a musical instrument that's about this long and about this high and you put it up to your mouth and you blow on it?
Harp.
And what do you call one that's shaped like this? You put it out your teeth, yeah?
Juice hog.
Right. What do you call something that children like to play on? It's made with a long board, and it's balanced in the middle, and one child sits at one end, and one sits at the other, and they go up and down.
Call it a seesaw.
Okay. And how about one that goes round like this?
Well, I haven't not had none to go around that way, and I don't know what I would call it. Huh? Well, you can call it a flying jet if you want, but I ain't never owned that.
Okay.
I couldn't say what I call it.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm interested in, so that's all right.